Case number 13058, Edward Crowder seeks variances from the front and side yard setback requirements for existing structures. Section 115-34, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. This property is located on the South Shore Drive within the South Inlet Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 46 South Shore Drive in Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 2, Parcel 4, Unit 57075. The applicant is seeking a 0.4-foot variance from the 5-foot front yard setback requirement, a 1-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement, and a 0.7-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement. We have zero letters of opposition, support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Edward Crowder, 1534 Ridgely Drive, Edgewater, Maryland.
Yeah.
46 South Shore Drive, property, Bethany Beach.
Your name and address?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jamie Crowder. And
address?
Also for this property, 46 South Shore Drive, Bethany Beach, 19930, I think.
You both swear or affirm testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you.
Can you present your case?
Well, I can say that it was a unique build. We had to put a trailer up to build there. So we had to put on pylon, had to put a trailer up, and then put a house next to the trailer that we wanted, you know, the dwelling. So it was difficult from the beginning, and I guess placement of the trailer, I guess, played a part of the house being over by a couple of inches. That's all I got. I mean, I don't really have much more I can say.
It was a discovery that we came across after the fact, once the building went up. Like, as we went along through the process, we were meeting all of the specifications. Somehow, after the pylons went in, things shifted a little, which we weren't aware of until after the house was already up.
And you had your as-built survey done, and then you were like, oh.
Yeah, we had surveys done, and we had a professional doing the carpentry work. He did a couple of houses in that community, which some of the bigger houses on the other side, so he's good. I mean, I guess that the issues were the trailer was a little bit placed wrong when it placed it. And I guess when he came out, the trusses that we had, but the front was different. That was the side. And front was off because we eliminated some stairs and we just went to a point. We didn't realize it was going to be off. So that was an afterthought. We eliminated the stairs. The stairs sort of squared off right there, like a 4 foot, just that last 4 foot. We eliminated those and it just came to a point. So you can't really see very well. And the community is really unique, as in everything is placed and, yeah, as you see, it's all over the place. There's properties that are on top of other people's property lines. There's, you know, where we, I don't know if you have one of the pictures, but where we're over is towards that cul-de-sac. You know, we're over a couple inches on one side, and the other side is almost a foot is what they said. And then the front, we go out a couple inches in the front. So it doesn't affect anybody. You know, and I don't have any neighbors that have a problem with it. It's just something that happened in the build. Yeah, I'm here for mercy of the court. That's all I can say.
Who set the trailer or the mobile home originally?
The crane and the carpenters did it. They did set the home, so they worked together on it. And the pylons were pretty much all over the place. I guess that added some difficulty to it. So,
is there a reason they're not here today?
I contacted him. He didn't. He didn't want to come to court.
Who did the piling?
Yeah,
the pilings.
That was Adele. They actually used the site to do construction. I let them use the place to do construction around there, and they set the pylons.
Whole community is very unique in that it used to. Well, it's still zoned a trailer park. But through the years, several homes went up stick-built, and when we bought, we were hoping to do the same. But then it kind of changed hands somehow. I don't know if it was through the county or however it came to be.
I would imagine.
They required us to put a trailer up because of the zoning.
I would imagine some of y'all know about that.
There was a case years ago that this is a community, correct me if I'm wrong, that has leased land. So it's like a 99-year lease.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it is zoned for a manufactured home park. And there was a provision in the code that allowed for a little bit of deviation from that, but that was since removed.
Everybody was putting up, when we bought in the community, because we bought another piece before this, and we thought we could build. Everybody was building new houses, who were buying or whatever, and then something changed like 6 years ago. They went to court, and I guess they lost, and then they rezoned the whole thing where you could have one stick built.
They didn't rezone it. They just took away the, there was a code provision that gave an option, and that code provision was removed.
Put it back.
So it no longer exists.
Yeah.
You see the community, it doesn't really make sense for that to even be a trailer community, but when we bought, we really were under the impression that we could build, and, and then, like I said, we had to put a trailer up to do anything. So
have your neighbors said anything one way or the other?
Well, no. Well, actually, the neighbors that are right here are the ones that are, I guess I came out to the, they're in the tan house, 54. And then where it goes over in the front, nothing in the back, nothing on the right side. And it goes a couple inches just in a point in the front. It doesn't really affect the road or affect anything. The road sits actually farther out than it looks like. But, it's just a big courtyard where we're approaching. You know, we're in like a big courtyard. You really
can't. Is there a homeowners association or anything?
Yeah, we have one. And they couldn't write me a letter, but I have a member here.
We'll get to them, yeah. Or if they would like to come up and testify. Okay.
That's it. Thank you.
Questions?
Who drew the permit for the construction?
I pulled it. I did the permit. I'm the construction guy. I'm not the best, but I'm the guy who pulled the permit. I've done houses before, but never had to do anything on stilts and never had to do anything on, trailer.
And there was not a survey done?
There was surveys. There was surveys. The surveys, like I said, we had the survey was done, but the trailer came a little bit bigger than, like, size-wise, the way it jetted out. Nothing about that trailer was the way it was supposed to be delivered. And then I think we lost a couple inches there, and the trusses were on site, so we had to sort of shift a little bit. I guess that's the way it went down. We came in every other weekend and just,
So the trailer thing confuses me. Because is that a construction trailer? Is it a trailer so that you could?
No, it's a real trailer. They made me put a real, I put a 16-foot trailer.
So is it meeting the intent of the code?
Yeah. I got a permit by submitting plans with a trailer with an addition on the side of the trailer. I mean, I didn't.
So the mistake compounded itself because of the misplacement of the trailer?
That's what our guess is.
Yeah, and then I guess maybe some trim on the outside. There's a freeze board on the outside where I picked a couple inches up, but it's inches,
Okay.
Yeah, if I didn't have to build a trailer, I don't think we'd be in this place.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
Looks to me, and I'm guessing there was nothing on this before. This was a vacant lot before you.
No, we had an old trailer removed.
Okay. I'm looking at your site plan that you've given, a survey that you've given us. I'm guessing that if this home had been moved closer to lot 81, you probably wouldn't be here today.
No. I see what you're.
Yeah, sure. It's this plan right here that was in your packet. Yeah. So I'm guessing that if this home had been shifted,
yes,
It would have been.
Yeah, the home would have been a foot that way.
Wouldn't have had these issues. Or it's a not quite a square lot, so there might be some changes.
It's a funky lot, yes, sir.
And where you had the, you can get back up there, where you had the piling set on your construction plans, this home and the other parts of it were going to comply.
The pylons were all over the place. They were set basically where they were supposed to be, but they were just, they're all over the place. And I think they did a great job with what they had to work with, but the pylons are just, I don't think it was a straight one in the bunch.
And in looking at this, I see you have South Shore Drive there. It looks like there's a pretty significant gap there between that drive and your property line.
Yeah, there's plenty of room. Yes, sir. I don't think I'm.
And has the landlord, did the landlord approve of this? I know it's a leased land, so did the landlord okay what you're doing?
The HOA.
HOA did. I mean, there's no landlord. He died.
Okay.
Mr. Simpson was around. He just, like, back in the day, he'd say, oh, you can go over here.
All done
here.
With a handshake, I guess. Or
he would have just slid the lot over a foot and a half. That's what he would have done. That's how he rolled.
All right. I have no questions. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? You may come forward and be sworn in. And Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Joseph C. Maida, 238 Grandview Road, Skillman, New Jersey, 08558.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, I am, my wife are the owners of the property directly across the street from the subject property. It has the white roof. It's next to the red roof house. and we have no objections to Mr. and Mrs. Crowder's variance. We are cognizant that the neighborhood lines have been the subject of many discussions, and no one has ever honestly had a decent survey in that lot, in that trailer park, in a long, long time. So I appreciate that everyone takes the best effort they can to find the pins and do the best job they can, but their actual trailer lot lines are somewhat nebulous. And again, my wife and I have no objection to the variance.
Questions?
Any questions?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who's present who would like to speak in favor of this application? Mr. Sharp, will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Press the button there.
16 South Shore Drive Extension, same community.
And your name?
Bill Martin.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm a member of the HOA board. So all the homes in there, there's 21 homes on the HOA board. We all share the land, so there's no real land owners. We all own the land. But yes, as far as the board has no issue with it at all, and he's not over the property line. He's over the setback, which is important too. But I feel it doesn't cause any closer fire hazard by being too close to another resident. So we're in favor.
Questions? Thank you, sir. Is anyone else present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case number 13058 for Mr. Edward Crowder and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 13058 for Mr. Edward Crowder. The property does have unique physical conditions and has met all other requirements.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinggough?
Aye.
And I too. So vote 5-0, sir, your case is approved.